For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Former State Senator Justin Eichhorn is preparing to head to a federal jury trial next month. Eichhorn was initially charged with soliciting a minor in April 2025 after a sting operation in Bloomington, where an undercover officer posed as a 17-year-old prostitute online. Eichhorn's defense team has argued for the identity and true age of that undercover agent. They've also made motions to dismiss the case, claiming Eichhorn was targeted in vindictive and selective prosecution and a motion to suppress evidence. In an order filed Tuesday, U.S. District Court Judge Eric Toestra denied Eichhorn's motions to dismiss the case and suppress evidence and affirmed a magistrate judge's opinion that Eichhorn's defense will not be able to call the undercover agent to the stand as a witness. His team will receive the true age of the agent. Attorneys in the case will appear for a pretrial conference on March 25th, with the trial slated to begin March 30th. A bill that would expand extended unemployment benefits to include the latest round of laid-off minors passed out of committee Wednesday. Megan Buffington has the story.
Republican Representative Spencer Igoe's bill was part of the first round of legislation introduced when the House reconvened Tuesday. Last year, the 630 miners laid off from Cleveland Cliffs, Minorca, and Hibbing Taconite mines were given an extra 26 weeks of unemployment benefits. Igoe's bill gives the same extension to miners laid off between January 15th and March 15th. That includes 45 more workers laid off from Hibtech at the beginning of the month. United Steelworkers Representative John Arbogast testified in front of the House Labor Committee.
We're already having a lot of our members move to states like Arizona and chasing other mining jobs because once you're a miner, that's kind of what we do, big rock, little rock.
And Hibbing Mayor Pete Hyduke explains that once you lose that workforce, it's hard to get it back. Igoe says it's more than just losing one job. The kids in the schools, the church members, the volunteers, they all leave too.
That trickle-down effect is what's devastating to our communities.
The bill now moves to the Ways and Means Committee. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Hubbard County Sheriff Corey Aukus will not seek a fifth term in office. While Aukus is retiring from law enforcement, he isn't planning to leave public office. In a news release, Aukus stated it's time for a new chapter, having served Hubbard County since he was hired as a 20-year-old deputy in 1990. Now he plans to run for a seat on the Hubbard County Board of Commissioners. The sheriffs of Polk and Lake counties also announced upcoming retirements. Polk County Sheriff Jim Tadman is retiring after nearly 40 years with the office. Tadman says he will spend his last year as sheriff focused on a smooth and responsible transition of leadership. Lake County Sheriff Nathan Stadler will retire at the end of his first term this year. Stadler has served the residents of Lake County for 32 years, beginning his career as a Silver Bay police officer. With some area lakes boasting almost 3 feet of ice during Minnesota's deep freeze of a winter, some take advantage of a uniquely northern Minnesota sport, ice racing. Reed Watson is a frequent driver of the Garfield Lake Ice Races, hosted January through mid-March Sundays near LaPorte's Popple Bar. Watson, who drives a 1989 Chevy Caprice as car number 50, says the race cars use studded tires on the front axle and just rubber in the back. The Garfield Ice Races are locally sponsored by LaPorte area businesses and auto repair shops, and funds raised stay local.
Raise money for the community and the school and have a good time doing it.
Keep an eye on KAXE.org for photos from a recent weekend at the Garfield Lake Ice Races. Northern Minnesota is 1-1 in the girls' hockey state tourney, setting up a rematch of last year's single-A championship. Top-seeded Warroad beat number 8 Laverne 5-1 Wednesday. After falling behind 2-0, fifth-seeded Proctor Hermantown tied it up against Dodge County, but the Mirage fell just short, losing 3-2 in overtime. Dodge County and Warroad will face off at 11 a.m. Friday. Proctor Hermantown will play Laverne in the consolation bracket at 1 p.m. Thursday. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.